Yesu.
Oh, you mean the name of our Master Jesus. And how is your life? Greet for me your neighbor. If it's possible, you can move around and greet your colleagues.
They seemed lost,
ask them where they have been. May God bless you, all of you. Let's come back and proceed on.
My name
and my voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa. We are moving on with the journey of heaven, which was moved to the Bible for 7 years.
2005
unto 2011, and the Lord was moving me to see the life of the Bible, its existence in its truthfulness. That's what is called the journey moved through the Bible, through the visions, through the trance, through the dreams, and the different spiritual transports as we've been seeing them, to prove the truth of the Bible. And the way the Holy Spirit gathered it, and he was passing through his fullness. Those are the seven spirits of the Lord, and they are his eyes, his seven eyes. According to Revelations 5:6, this spirit passing through his fullness, he gathered the Bible. And he was going in every place which was created and that which was in the beginning. It's to say the journey from this planet Earth, stretching through all the heavens, reaching the third heaven, going above the heavens in the beginning. The Holy Spirit gathered all of those things which were, which are, and which are going to come, and he put them in the book called the Bible, as we have it on this world, as written in Isaiah 34:16, and you are gotten from a book in heaven, which is Revelations 5. The Spirit gathered all of them to be able to show us what is existing, which was, and that which is going to come. Praise Jesus so much. Now in this, we trust him to move on to continue revealing to us, that we may bring the full knowledge into the world, the knowledge of God which is full. And we know the Spirit is filled everywhere. That's why Psalms 139, that where I run from your Spirit, when he speaks of ascending above the heavens, he is there. When he speaks of going in the depth in hell, he's there. The hand of God is right there, which is made by the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus so much. Now we're proceeding on. We've moved our journey. We saw the planet where we live, the habitable earth. We've spoken of in Proverbs 8, verse 30 to 31. And we saw the other planets, other 9 planets, to have the total of 10 planets. We revealed the secrets concerning them, as we saw the Lord told us in Isaiah 66:1, that heaven is the throne and earth is his footstool. Praise Jesus. Now in all this, when you look in this book of Nahum, and he said that the clouds are the dust of his feet, Now these planets, and we saw them that they are
10.
For the Lord too has no one toe. He has 10 toys. Those are the 10 planets we are seeing. This we get it from the image through which it was created in us. That we came from his image.
That's
Genesis chapter
1,
verse
26-27.
Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. When we are having 10 toys, then we discover that God, He the 10 planets, He takes them as His toys. Even the clouds within them, they are the dust of it, which He shakes, and out of it we get rain.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Now thus we came seeing, we headed to see the kingdom of the stars. We discovered much concerning the stars. We knew that the stars, together with the sun and the moon, they are not on the heaven as you press them on the heaven, but in the firmament of the heaven, as we saw in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14-20, and he put the stars in the firmament of the heaven. We saw their life. We saw that they are the armies of God. We saw the weapons which have been stored within them in the kingdom of the stars. Now we saw much concerning the stars, and we saw their bodies.
As
in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 38 and to 45, we saw much on the kingdom of the stars. We headed to see hell, or the prison of God, or call it the bottomless pit, and it is found in the kingdom of the stars, as you see right there. We discovered in Revelation
9
that when you open the bottomless pit or the prison of God or hell, the star and the moon and the sun stop giving their light. And we discovered the
much
concerning hell. And we saw the angel who lives in hell, angel Abaddon of the chains. Revelation
9,
verse 11, we saw the number of armies he works with,
200
billion angels.
And
these ones separated themselves, and they work in two
aspects,
the angel of death and hell. As we saw in Revelation 6, verse
7
and
8,
and I saw the angel of death, and the hell was right behind him. And we saw much on the punishments in hell and the death. Praise Jesus.
And
discover the death getting out of the body, getting out of the body as a spirit, and the body is that dead, but the spirit has been taken out. And we separated the first death, through which all people died through Adam, and they ended up in flesh and blood we are living in today. And we looked at the second death, what is going to happen in the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After that,
we moved
on to discover the first resurrection, which happens when we get baptized and we die together with the Master Jesus and we raise together with him. We saw it in Colossians chapter
2.
And we saw the second resurrection,
which
is the second coming of the Master Jesus, and to raise all who are in hell, to bring them on planet earth
back.
Even the ones in Jerusalem of heaven, they too be able to come back here.
And
separation of sheep and from goat officially, and they in Jerusalem of heaven, and they will be found here when they are righteous. We shall move once and meet our Master in the space, which we call the rapture. and we shall go be with him
unto
the day of judgment. And we see to carry out judgment. The angel of death and hell.
They'll
bring from the nations, clans, and languages. All the rebellious people, we shall take them and carry out judgment upon them. All that we saw it. But we are proceeding on. In the same kingdom of the stars, and we went to see the principalities.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We saw these principalities as we see in Ephesians chapter 2.
And
we looked at the spirit work in the children of disobedience, which leads the evil powers of darkness. We discovered the first base when we are reading the book of Obadiah. And they have places in the kingdom of the stars.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We so much. The way they base in the kingdom of the stars. Where they build their cliffs.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And we went to discover the second base on this planet Earth, which is found under the sea.
Atlantic Ocean.
Here at the Atlantic Ocean. Like we saw in Ezekiel 27. And we see that why is this water body separated to be their base? Because of the mess these people built there. The way they have built under the sea there. But we went ahead to discover in Ezekiel 29. Everywhere there is a collection of a water body, they have a mini base there. And we so many things they do right from those different places. In those different places.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we're in Ezekiel 18, we discover that even on the mountains they reside there. And we went to discover in Revelation chapter 18 that almost all the entire places of the world, they are within them. And after that, they continue to roll in the nations and clans and the languages. As we've heard here,
we
are going to continue to discover about them.
They
are the ones, the nations, clans, and languages. That's where you're going to discover it.
Who
are these who have been claiming to be your forefathers in the clan? Or the demons of the clan?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We're
going to continue to discover it. These fallen angels, they are the ones who pretend to be the demons of the clans. For they were chased from heaven. Even the other days, before they were chased from heaven, they
used to
be called an evil spirit from God. For they were coming from Jerusalem city of heaven. You know, you pass this door to enter Jerusalem heaven. For this heaven is a bit up.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. As you see the order of the heavens, they used to come from the rim above and come down here. Now in our understanding, we used to say an evil spirit from the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But they are fallen angels. And at this moment, when they tell the world is full of demons, don't think the demons of the dead people.
But
those we saw they go in the prison of God. That is hell.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And they are not accepted to get out of there. Now these ones who are troubling us, come back like your dead father. Or like your dead grandfather, or like your dead sister, or your child, all those ones, they are these fallen angels. From long they used to be called evil spirits, or demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And even when
they were still in Jerusalem of heaven, they are the ones who were the demons up there. Now, what they do is one is that they reign within nations, clans, and languages. And they're the ones who put the clans down here. Even though the languages God put them himself. But God never instituted clans among us. And the word clan, it involves blasphemy.
For
it involves hindering people to remember the holy clan. The holy priesthood, our citizenship is in heaven.
And
we are in the holy citizenship and clan of heaven. These ones were brought by principalities. The devils or the fallen angels. We are going to begin from that aspect. And move on to know how they captured this entire world. We are going to first know
that
truly these are the fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they are not your dead forefathers.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kubanga,
for when we begin, among them who die, what is spoken of them is this. They would die getting out of the body. This is what is spoken of them. We are in 1 Peter chapter
3.
We see from verse 17. I want us to separate they who die, are they in the prison?
And now,
these who deceive us, who get on people's heads, who are they? And they speak upon people's heads. And they speak within the space sometimes.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's begin.
Tuli mu Petero ekisooke sula 3:17.
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 17.
Kubanga kye kisinga obulungi Katonda bw'ayagala mu kwagala kwe mw'okubonyaabonyezebwa nga mukola bulungi okusinga nga mukola bubi. Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyaabonyezebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu, obutuukirivu olw'abataali batuukirivu, atuleeta eri Katonda bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo, era gwe yagenderamu n'abuulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. Edda abataagonda okugumiikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Nuuwa, eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibwa amazzi bwe galokolera abantu si bangi.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All the spirits on that generation of Noah in Genesis chapter 6, when the world first got a field of people,
and
people were building on the top of the others, and there was no
desert
that they were going to build in the desert, they are built everywhere.
And
Genesis 6 begins by saying that the first time the earth was filled with people, and in all that generation only 8 people were saved. All the rest
were the
spirits put in the prison of God, hell, or the bottomless pit. Now we are moving on to discover that hell is a prison where rebellious people are imprisoned. They cannot come back like demons of the clan. And if they were to come back, that next generation of the Noah would have gotten a big problem. All those who would have come back and troubled this world. And if it was like that, and they would die and not imprisoned, this world would have been in very serious problems. For they would have been disturbing every person. Sometimes we move when we have peace. Most so we were in Christ Jesus. Now to move to prove more in Luke 16. This rich man shows that the other is a prison. You are imprisoned there in torments. But we are going to move to discover on that these fallen angels, they are the ones who pretend to be demons of the clans, or demons which the wizards use. And they claim that your four dead father has come back. What surprises most, in that deception, even an infant who died, when they come back, they call the elders. For the other spirit has lived many years. That is a fallen angel. How dare you call him your son? You must call him grandfather. And he calls you grandchild. For since you just appeared, he has outlived many years. He must call you a grandchild. In the way they see that I have lived many years. Let's see here in Luke 16. from verses 19.
Luka esula ya kumi na mkago nyeru wa kumi na muenda.
Luke 16 from verse 19.
Awo wali uo muntu omugaga ya yamba langorugoyo lwe fulungu. Neba afte nunji.
Atubuke moro vuta fara vude vunji.
Because of time, let's move up.
Tusome ulinyo nuruabili mwebili.
Luka esula ya kumi na mkago nyeru wabili mwebili.
Luke 16 from verse 22.
Awo watu kumuavu nafa. Nasituliwa wa malaika nasibwa mchifuba cha Ibrahimu. N'omugaga nafa nazikibwa. Nayimusiza amaso ge mu magombe ngali mukulumizibwa. Nalengera Ibrahimu wala ne Lazaalo ngali mukifuba kye. Nayogera waggulu ng'agamba nti kitange Ibrahimu nsaasira otume Lazaalo anyuke ensonda y'olunwe lwe mu mazzi ampoze ewozo olulimi lwange kubanga nnuma mu muliro guno. Naye Ibrahimu n'amugamba nti mwana wange, jukira nga wawebwanga ebirungi by'omu bulamu bwo, era ne Lazaalo bw'atyo ebibi, naye kaakano ye asanyusibwa gwe olumwa. Era ku ebyo byonna wakati waffe nammwe, waliwo olukonko oluwanvu olwateekebwawo, abaagala okuva eno okujja gye muli balemenga okuyinza, era balemenga okuva eyo okuyitawo okujja gye tuli. N'agamba nti kale nkwegayiridde kitange. Otume mu nyumba ya kitange kubanga nina abooluganda bataano abategeze baleme okujja nabo mu kifo kino ekirimu okulumwa.
Owulidde bulungi.
You heard very well.
Nti ono agudde magombe.
That this was as fallen in hell.
Wano mbiri gwe guziikibwa.
Here the body is buried in the ground. But his spirit, the angel of death hands it over the angel of hell and he takes it to the prison. And that's where a lot of torments are.
It
cannot escape from there to come back on the world. To come on the human head to tell people that the situation we're in is bad, love, get saved. It is, if it was like that, the rich man would have asked that they send Lazarus to go warn his brothers on earth. He would have gotten out of hell himself, and he comes upon a head of a living person, and he tells my brethren, where I am, the situation is not good. The fire is burning me so much. Get out of the things you're doing, get saved. But it's impossible, you cannot get out of there. And these who come on the head, the demons, these are fallen angels, and they cannot tell you the right place where they have come from. You tell them, grandfather, where you coming from? We come from the mountains. We come from even the sea. Yet, the sea is the very place we've been studying about. And they say we have been praying. And they say this person whom they possess, it's like they are right. Which we saw in Ezekiel 27. You are a transporter. You move them. They connect on you to appear. You are called a ride, a transporter. We are on our ride. But the truth is this. All that you've seen ever since the world began, and they deceive a demon of your dead poor father, all that is the deception I saw. If your grandfather never went to heaven, is in hell. These are deceiving the world, the fallen angels. That's why God told you that in the latter days the world will be filled with the knowledge. The truth will come out. And he says whatever is hidden, it will be exposed and revealed. Now those are the ones we are moving by. Even what you have not known for many years, perhaps all your forefathers died not knowing who is troubling them. They do form themselves in the same hell. Yet they don't come back. They cannot come back tell you that those men confusing our clans, those are fallen angels, they can never come back. But these men are deceiving us all the time. They come and claim a tree has penetrated through me. What step did you come with that tree right here? That is deception total. And they say, where you buried me, the stream is passing by me. You come and shift me. You cannot take yourself away from there. All that is deception. There. There is nothing in the ground. They are just bony things and the graveyards. And they too are not really there. You don't reside in the graveyards. All that is deception. And you can begin to claim, I died from this place, come and take me and bring me, bury me here.
Oh,
this is the deception moving on. To prove that this deception is very amazing. What about they who they burn? Now the ones of those side, they prescribed, they saw them just burn. The other in the sea, you pour in the sea. You burn, and you get the ash, pour it in the water. And
they get
direct attachments, bringing them in your clan from under the sea. Things are on this world. And when you burn it, shouldn't just scatter pour ash in the waters. Every nation were captured. And they gave them things which will be attachments to them. Which will be attachments between them and the fallen angels. And this is their deception. When they were still in heaven, these angels, in the season of BC, before the birth of Christ on earth, they used to come when deception was on their mouth. And they were always deceivers. That's when we look at 1 Kings chapter 22. Let's go to 1 Kings. From long time they have been deceivers. Just as their father is a deceiver. We are in 1 Kings. Verse 22. Let's see verse 20. From verse 20 to down. First Kings chapter 20 from 22 from verse 20.
Mukama nayogera nti ani anasenda senda Akabu ayambuke elamuzukire yadi agwe. Omu nayogera bwatyo, n'omulala nayogera bwatyo.
Abalala bavaayo ku bamalayika abatuufu.
Came out in the right angels.
Ne boogera mu ngeri entuufu.
And they spoke in the right way.
Katugende.
Let us go.
Wakiri kale tumubuze ebuze.
At least we shall confuse him.
Ha! N'omulala
akale. Another said, no.
Kangende kale mulose.
Let me go make him dream.
One
of the fallen angels came up. He said, me, I'm going to do it perfect. I am going to deceive. Listen. Read that next person. But these angels were always gathered. Even the devil and his fallen angels were mixed in those gatherings. When God came in the Jerusalem city of heaven, and he sat on the mercy seat, and the angels are surrounding it. Now, the problem which happened, the fallen angels were mixed in this gathering.
And
they see the Michaels were on the right things. I hear Gabriel. I am going to
give
this, and they tell them, get aside. Me, I'm going to deceive them.
First Kings 22, verse 21. Awo ne wafuluma omuzimu ne guyimirira mu maaso ga Mukama.
Owulira nti babayitanga mizimu.
They are called demons.
Baali babajja mu lubu.
They are taken out of the being called angels, and they are called demons.
Oba emyoyo emibi.
Or an evil spirit.
Ekuvanga nze.
It came out and said me.
Zinyira kuchanga.
I am going to lie to all of them. All this you have been in it for a long time.
This
has begun to deceive in Genesis 6.
They are
the came
of,
they are called the sons of God. They came to marry within the human race.
They are
fallen for a long time. Now lying, they had gotten professionals in it. Just like their father, the devil. God, don't waste your time.
We
other people we know how to handle them.
Yeah,
we be lying in their mouth. We stand on their heads and we speak. Listen.
Basekabaka ekisooka essuula y'abirimu ebbiri olunyiriri olwo lwabirimu olumu.
1 Kings 22 verse 21.
Awo ne wafuluma omuzimu ne guyimirira mu maaso ga Mukama ne gwogera nti nze namusendasenza. Mukama n'agugamba nti otya? Ne gwogera nti nafuluma n'embeera omuzimu ogw'obulimba mu kamwa k'abannabbi be bonna.
Nkigenda kubeera omuzimu ogw'obulimba mu mumwa.
A lying spirit in their mouth.
Era bw'amala okulinnya omutwe.
And when they come to him and they begin to speak. We are from the mountains. Grandchildren, we are from the mountains. We have sailed from the sea. Here is deceiving. And what he claims, I'm your father. It is waging enmity with the neighbors.
Everything
they are lying whether on a human head. And the command
reads,
and the Lord tells us, don't inquire from the dead. In Deuteronomy 18, never inquire from the dead. For he knew who come through those programs. These are these fallen angels. When you go in the grave, I hear you crying all over the grave. My mother, you left me bad. My grandmother, my friend. My father, you would have left me not. I have nothing with me. Tomorrow they are alive. If they don't come on a dream, they come through a human person, a head.
And he
lying through human mouth is and what
they are doing to the world.
As long as you get those shrine things and you begin to and you begin to raise a fire around and you sit down around it and you begin to make those noises of the shrines, you begin to see them on the heads of people. Whatever they speak, they are lying to you. There is nothing right they will ever speak. Even when they think they have helped, they have not helped you. They have put it, God taking you deeper in destruction. Listen carefully.
1
Kings
22
verse
22. And he said,
I thought
you are within here. God knew that they are existing among his
brethren.
And he knew they have been doing it all along. He was just surrounding them, wanting to discover their understanding where it ends. And God told him, you're going to succeed in it, for you have been doing that.
First Kings 22:22.
Go and get out of the city of Jerusalem. And he came down to the world on the heads of the prophets. He never came alone. For the prophets were 400. He came with his other colleagues. And Jesus says, if you chase one, it brings the 70. They never move alone. Now we came with his colleagues, and 400 of them were 401. He was the commander. He said, enter this one, you enter this one. All of them began to make drum around. The Lord has told and now it entered the church when they are doing to it. You think they are getting delivered. Yet they are tightening more. They enter into the prophets. What about in the world? If a prophet gets off track, entering him to make him use do what they want,
now
the one in the world they made foolish. And they come on people's heads and they speak every deception. My child, a stream is passing by us.
Come
and shift my graveyards. But they have told you that they are down in the ground. You may build a house in a place. And they tell you, that is the way of the demons. When you believe they can haunt you and torment you, get out of our way. Who gave you a way on this world? Do they move by foot that they are going to pass there? Does the demon walk by foot that is going to have its way? Things are all deceptive. It's the way of the demons.
Do they
pass on the ground on their foot walking that the building is going to block them from passing their way?
All
that is deception. You know, look at it. Nothing they speak and is right.
And
if you want to make light in darkness, it never comes. But all of it is deception. They might speak truth. And when they come and stir up this man, let us move on here.
First
Kings
22:23. Mukama atadde omuzimu ogw'obulimba mu kamwa k'abannabbi bo bonna.
Bonna baali balina.
All of them had demons upon them.
Naye nga ssebo gyogera.
But they are speaking.
Ate nga oyinza okugamba oba gwayogera.
And you may think you are the one speaking. You see yourself shaking the head. You know it ate at salvation. When you pray, you have not shaken your head. You have not prayed. That is in the shrine. Pray when you're normal. When you pray normal. But you pray when you're shaking, Lord. Actors are shaking horizontal. And if you don't shake in your head fast to pray.
And
here you're holding and here tabling, making noise. The boy is a foolish person. He can make you do things as long as you reject the knowledge of God. He's gotten a higher chance. You pray as you're shaking your tabling, shaking. I feel it's not easy to do that. Except when you have another spirit has taken over your body.
But
that is the deception. And now you begin to speak tongues. And they are giving you the
tongues.
For they are the ones who are controlling your tongue. You
begin to
see bubbling like that. Everything coming out. When they're in the shrines, when they come, they initially want to speak that. You begin to see they have connected on your body. When they speak what you they begin to speak funny languages. They connect in your body. to begin to speak how you speak. They were building shrines of spirits. But all this was in the journey. I cannot tell you the story that I saw this and that. Maybe when you've studied it and you understand it. For some of them, I can speak them and never understand what are they. But they are in this world. And these fallen angels do that. Apostle. You have a brother that demons sometimes come and they fail to connect in the speech.
And
what surprises
me,
they even get, they will visit and they are of another clan, and you're going to see where the drama comes from.
But
how come you don't do you? Introduce yourself, we too have come to visit you. Remember, they said 70, one behind that 70 it can go for.
All that
we've been following, brethren,
the
demons of the clans, there is no demon of the clans. There is a fallen angels disturbing people, whom we call principalities, rulers of the darkness of the world. They reign through our ignorance. As long as they know darkness is ignorance, as long as they know you don't understand them, they can con you in everything they want. Let's proceed on.
Tulimba Sekabaka, Echoke Sulayavi, Mebbi, Ronya Ravi, Mesa.
1 Kings 22, verse 23.
Kale Nulava, Mukama Tadom Zimo Govlimba Mukamwa Kaba Nabibo, Banovo Na. Era Mukama Koga de Kakavi. I was Zedeki, Amdabani Wakenana, Nasembeda Nakuba Mikayo, Yi. Nayogera nti omwoyo gwa Mukama gwampitako kutya okwogera naawe.
How dare the Spirit of God pass me?
Era bw'olaba bannabbi b'omulembe
guno. When you see the prophets of this generation and apostles,
n'ogeza olaba ekintu.
If you dare see something,
abuuza engeri Mukama gye yamuyiseeko na gy'ayogera
naawe. Spoke with you.
Tasobola kubeera nga Elijah.
They cannot be like Elijah. For when the other child dies and he wasn't aware, and he said, God never revealed this to me. He doesn't need to get hungered.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
These
days never
happened.
For they had been captured by other things. Now, how dare you see what? You want to shame him? You may say, Pastor, I saw you. When you sit there with the Kenzos, you're drinking alcohol. There's a child
who
was at one of the pastor's place praying.
The
child was on the side seeing the pastor drinking alcohol with the Kenzos. The secular artists doing other acts of homosexuality with them. Now the child was given a microphone to speak what the child saw. And the child was, Pastor, I saw you with the Kenzos, you're drinking alcohol with them. The microphone was grabbed from the child. Most of the children, it's hard to capture them.
Because
their spirits never have sins like of a mature person. Because a mature person has many sins which open doors for demons to enter. Now the child can bewitch the entire gathering and they remain when they are understanding. And in the way of this wisdom of the world, they say what the child speaks is deception. That a child never speaks deception except when they grew up in that life. Now even though you capture the mature, the younger can remain understanding.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now because of that, brethren, these things called the demons of the dead, they were fallen angels.
First Kings 22 verse 25. Mikaya nayogera nti laba oliraba ku lunaku olwo bw'oliyingira mu kisenge ky'omuntu okwekweka. Awo kabaka wa Isirayiri nayogera nti mutwale Mikaya mumuzze eri Amoni omukulu w'ekibuga n'eri Yowaasi mutabani wa kabaka, mwogere nti bw'ati bw'ayogera kabaka nti olusajja luno muluteeke mukomera mululiisenga emmere ey'okulaba ennaku n'amazzi ag'okulaba ennaku.
Those are beatings.
Era bali baali bawambiddwa dda.
And they had already been captured.
Because
spirits were upon them, no matter how you explain to them.
Era bw'osiŋŋana bali musabo nga batudde.
When you find people in the shrine
seated, n'ogeza obaga nti ekiri ku mutwe gyammwe ekyogera
si jjajjaawo. What is upon your head speak is on your forefather. It is you whom they turn against.
kubanga kibasoko okwata ke magezi gabwe
for what they first capture is the entire mind
ebakola connection ne mtima
jabwe and they make connections with their hearts
era babira bakambwe
and they are very wild and hard
obona bedine zifukibwe bintu
that's why religions ruled by these things
bo katonda abisiye erwani
their god is not the one who fights
era obachanka ne nyoba kwate jabwe
when you mess them up they get a panga and they cut you themselves
kubanga katonda abisime yamuita Allah
their god here is called Allah
yabagamba boto mukafiri
them when you kill a gentile pagan you are given jana
kati cho kutemejambi
now cutting a panga to you is not something
they abo Uganda
now brethren
bano lwachi mkama abogera ko bwana
why is God speaking about these ones like this
ejendo kino bali bachitanika mulubelebele sura ya mukaka
the thing that began in Genesis chapter 6
atudeyo ko katonola beje byafu
let's get brief and you see where it came from perhaps we've been just seeing them here
maybe have one
but they came from here
bali batunse kunse kunonga bakita
bunge the world and they had confused it
iranga befuda abamanyi mubika
and they have acted to be the heroes of the clans
nasibu bebajja
and they had the grandfathers there
who
they inquired from
ebizibu ebijja waka katono
nyo when problems came home
oyingira omusabo
you enter in a shrine
at least karo obera yokale nakabbo
at least you have a basket where you put their monies and coins for them. You put coins for them. But these days they advanced themselves. When they entered the church, they want big baskets. For we have them in Acts 16. And their workers money, they changed it in Acts. Giving them coins, they left it. The demon which prophesied and it made money. They discovered that. Now we've gone back to Genesis 6. We are going to pass through them quick. For we want to see this journey. We still have to see many things. Reaching the third heaven. Even above it. In the beginning. Where the new heaven and new earth is.
But
see, we are still down in the rim below. We are still seeing principalities in the kingdom of the stars. We are still very far in the journey. You may say you've seen much, but this is at the least. Very least. Genesis chapter 6. The beginning of these fallen angels to come on this world and to act like demons of the clans. Genesis
6. Awo abantu bwe basoka okweyongera ku nsi ne bazaala abaana b'obuwala. Abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi ne bawasanga abakazi nga bonna be baalonda. Mukama n'ayogera nti omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe kubanga naye gwe mubiri naye ennaku ze ziriba emyaka 12
emyaka ne bagisala
and the years we are cut
abaana ba Katonda bano
the children of God these ones
genda kuba tuyongera ba manyaga
we are going to continue to know them
bamanyiddwa nga bamalayika
they are known as the angels.
Yes, we have as
praise Jesus.
Bavayo, bano bali bayo nonekedde
banga lya Jesus. These are good corruptible for a long time.
Wanga stani uruagwa.
For when the devil fell,
kutumanyinga alikerubi.
Whom we know he was a cherubim.
Na atandika okulimba bamalayika.
He began to deceive the angels.
Era mukuvanga yo kujja kunsi.
And he coming down on earth.
Okutambula tambula nokujitinga.
To move and get up and down.
Ne bamalayika bana abali bamugoberere.
Even the angels who followed him.
Batandika nabo okuvaya watalibira.
They too began to leave heaven without command.
Bajja mu bika byaba.
And they came in people's clans.
Oba mu bantu.
Or in the people.
Ne batandika okuwasa.
And they began to marry among them.
Era munnange.
And friends, up to today, they were married to those demons, all these fallen angels. And there's even a father who is chosen. And they give him birth to the child and they say, this child is of the demons, we've dedicated the child to them. And they marry from time past in those clans or in those people before these clans existed. For in that moment they had no clans, they have not indicated it here. These are the ones who began it, the fallen angels. They have said when people first increased on the world. Genesis 6 verse 4.
Mu biro ebyo waliwo abanefuli mu nsi era oluvannyuma abaana ba Katonda bwe baayingiranga eri abawala b'abantu ne babazaalira abaana bano be b'amaanyi abaasooka edda abantu abaayatiikirira
nti baali bayatiikirira nnyo
that they were got very renowned
bamalayika bano abaagwa
these fallen angels
bava mu kibuga Yerusalemu
they came from Jerusalem city of heaven
ekkuŋŋaanira eddene ery'abamalayika
gathering of the angels
ne bajja ku nsi
and they came on the earth
oluvannyuma lw'okuba nti baali bagoberera Setaani
after following the devil
ne bawasa mu baana
b'abantu and they married amongst the daughters of men
ati mu kuzaala wano
now in giving birth
tebaafunanga mwoyo okuva mubiramu ebina
they never got a spirit from the four living creatures
nedda baakyusangamu omukula malayika eyagwa
they just transferred a fallen angel and entered into a womb of a woman to get a body from there
kati ne bazaala ebintu ebyakwatagananga
things which never connected
kubanga emibiri baabeeranga bakoze emikolo
for the body they just fit them and it wasn't real
kati genes z'omuntu nga tezikwatagana
the genes of a human being couldn't connect with the one of the angels
kati kyebazadde
now what they have given birth
kyakulanga mangu nnyo
it grew up and matured very quick
akana akemyezi omukaza
a child of 6 months and is a tall giant person 6 months
weeks bidi
around 2 weeks
kasingana kayavudde kaku
find them they're growing
kanywe damata konna mu tamute kali
all the milk from the saucepan is all there
kumbe bali tebaberanga
abana ati bana that's have never been children
baberanga bamalaika
abako they were fallen angels
okunonya engeri gye bana afuna mu
and we are seeking how to get the body
era ebyachankana
and when things got messed up
kubanga walu bebekatana bana bantu nebichankana no
for that time they dwelt with human daughters and things failed the body failed to be gotten
akati baina kuvayo nga misota obanga nsorosoro
kwezi to come out like serpents or different animals.
Ebagamba ndo muntu yaza domu
so they say human being birth the serpent.
Mwalo lero bichagena
ma. Even today it is happening.
Sirwa kubanti umuntu dalabaza de kusota.
It's not that a person has birthed the serpent.
Fallen angel abayagenze.
A fallen angel it means where the womb.
Mukasira wayagali dofunira yo mubiri.
In the moment they want to get the body.
Yasinga tuneka tunayata de domu.
They found when God has put a spirit there.
Kati ngagwa wambye da part ati
why no. Now when it had captured the part when the, where the other one is.
Ye kanganga ino kunonya ati genes zagatta munde yeye.
And they found themselves having to seek genes they have to join on them and fails and they come out like a serpent or a tiger or a lion of the clan I hear that he gave birth to a cat another gave birth to water things fail
kakati ebi ebifuruma
now what gets out
babe never fallen angels benyenye
they are fallen angels themselves
but bageza ko kubanga bateka wombo nawo bafuke batonzi
now they try to put that day to our creators
nga bobe tapaswa kola muoyo
they cannot make a human being
kakati omoyo guno tapaswa kola chebakola
now what they did
uliyo moyo gwa fallen angel
bagwe the spirit of the fallen angels what enters into a woman's womb
kati abantu abo ababiranga bafurumanga nga baamani
now those people came out when they were heroes
kugamanga bafurumya amanyi
and they would release powers
nebasinzibwa
and they were worshiped
oluvanyuma lwebyo nebatandika teka wechika
after that they began to put clans
kubanga bajja okugabana ensi
for they came to divide this world
basobola okubanga bajiwambayo
that they can capture the whole of it
bino byebyaddirira
this is what followed
tudira moro nyiriyo
lubereberye sura eyomukago nyolo okuna
Genesis 6 verse 4
Mubire ebyo waliwo abanefuli mu nsi era oluvannyuma abaana ba Katonda bwe baayingiranga eri abawala b'abantu ne babazaalira abaana bano be b'amaanyi abaasooka edda abantu abaayatiikirira
kibaali bantu naye nga baayatiikirira ate nga bamaanyi
people were heroes
agobola bugolozi bwatyo
he just stretches his hand like this
muvaamu sanda
and out of it comes thunder and you're struck by lightning even now they have resumed it this time it has come back and don't just find that the child they ask them idea of how that they come to this and they answer it immediately they don't use a computer and they are like funny as if they are not understandable you think they are human beings
abalala mugenda kubalabanga bali namusanyalazi
others are going to see that they have electricity in their bodies they wire on the tank and connect and the lights are on tomorrow we shall show you them. You remind me We have them on our videos. Now you will think you have physical human beings, but these are the people who have come from the connection of the angels with human beings.
But
the fallen angels are not human beings.
And they ask
that 100 billion plus 10 plus 50 and
the
first laugh, and they give an answer instant. And he says, a gift from the Lord, a genius one.
So
now many things are happening, but this we know as sons of God.
What
surprises most, the existence of these angels, they are calculating one thing, that man gets destroyed.
For
these fallen angels have no chance. Genesis, when they first filled this world and they were worshipped and they showed much powers, many people perished the entire generation. They were put in the prison in hell because of these men, the fallen angels. They pretend to be demons of the clans, and they pretend to be powerful in your clans, where you got that name, which they usually call you. You are Nakalans. You discover who is Nakalans. When you discover, and it's the other spirit. They even give you hard things. Very hard, foolish things. They are immoral, foolish, vulgar. Let's proceed on. In Job chapter 1 verse 6, we are still being explained about these who are called sons of God, these fallen angels. We've known that they make themselves the demons of the clans, and they make themselves demons of the clans.
Job chapter 1
verse
6. Awo olunaku lwali lumu abaana ba Katonda ne bajja okukiika mu maaso ga Mukama, ne Setaani naye n'ajjira mu bo. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti, ovaawa. Awo Setaani n'addamu Mukama n'ayogera nti, nva kuddingana mu nsi n'okutambulatambula omwo eruyi n'eruyi. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti, olowoozezza ku muddu wange Yobu, kubanga tewali amufaanana mu nsi.
Nti abaana ba Katonda bakunga.
When the sons of God gathered,
Setaani naye n'ajja.
The devil too came.
Ne bamalayika baba bakwataya.
Even his fallen angels are
right. Bakungana ngano mu kibuga
Yerusalemu. They gathered at the Jubilee City of Heaven.
Bakunganira ddene y'abamalayika.
They gathered with the angels.
He
came with the groups of his fallen angels we've seen in Genesis 6.
But
when the floods happened, for them they just ascended back in heaven. The seasons of their being imprisoned had not happened yet. Even the seasons of being chased from heaven had not come. After the problems upon humanity, they went back in heaven.
Now,
all the people, the generations put in prison. That's why after
you,
we shall see the groups of those angels. Most of them are even imprisoned in the same prison, in the prison of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Job
chapter 2 from verse 1.
Job esule yokubino nyolisoka. Awonate olunaku lwali lumu abana ba Katonda ne bajja okukiika mu maaso ga Mukama, ne Setaani naye n'ajjira mu bo okukiika mu maaso ga Mukama. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti, ovaawa? Setaani n'addamu Mukama n'ayogera nti, nva kuddingana mu nsi n'okutambulatambula omwo wano ne wali.
Owulidde emirimu gyabwe.
You've heard their work.
Babeera omwo nga banoonya gwe banaalya.
They are moving around seeking whom they can devour.
Oba okuzikiriza.
Or to destroy.
Kyovulaba eri mu kubikkulirwa
18. Revelations 18.
Bakugamba nti ensi ejjudde
ebizibu. They say that the world is full of demons.
N'ennyonyi embi babeera babuuka batambulatambula mu nsi.
They are flying, moving all over the world.
Nenga batayo malayika abaagwa.
Yeah, these are the fallen angels.
Bakopera ddala bulungi nnyo.
They copped
ebya kitaabwe Setaani.
So much the works of their father the devil.
He
used to move up and down, making plans on this world, the way he will capture the world. even though you sit it within it. That's why they say war to the world and they were in it. For the evil speaks from heaven, he's come on up with his fallen angels. They're right here troubling, confusing the world. Others are called the aliens, those men who are green. They are small with big heads, they which have an funny creations, these fallen angels. They are on these other planets. They are in the kingdom of the stars. And they have different bases on this earth. More especially in the sea. And on different mountains. Praise Jesus. Now in Zechariah chapter
3.
They show us when the sons of God gather. And they are there with other angels. The holy angels are there arguing with the devil. It happened in the seasons of BC. Before the birth of Christ on earth. But in heaven he was there. Praise Jesus. Now these arguments happened up there. And these fallen angels, they used to come out as demons. After that they do it.
There's no one
called a demon of your clan that your dead forefathers come back. No, my friend.
All
that deception which has been in the world for a long time.
Zechariah
3 from verse 1.
Nanjolesa Yosua, kabona asingo obukulu, ngayimiride maso gamalaika wa mukama. Ne setani ngayimiride mu mukono gwe ogwa ddyo abo mulabe we. Mukama nagamba setani nti, Mukama akunenye, gwe setani we wawo. Mukama yerobozeza Yerusalemu akunenye. Oyo siki siriza ekikwa kulibwa muliro. Era Yosua yali ayambadde engoye ezekko n'ayimirira mu maaso ga malayika. N'addamu n'agamba abo abaali bayimiridde mu maaso ge. N'ayogera nti mumwambuleko engoye ezekko. N'agamba Yosua nti laba nkuyisizzaako obubi bwo. Nange nnaakwambaza ebyambalo ebitenkanika.
Praise Jesus. But what happened was this. They make you do evil things here. After they go up and begin to choose you, that one is ours. There is no way you're taking him. That's why Revelation was being cast out. Revelation 12:7. The angels say, the one who has been accusing our brethren has been cast out of here. They come here, trouble people on earth. After they go back to heaven, begin to accuse. And they say, that one is ours.
Even yesterday,
we were upon their heads and we are using them. And you go where that you're going to heaven. And used to bind you and imprison you in hell. Even now it happens like that. For the ignorance alone in this world, I don't know even what church is doing except being in tickets. Even most of them are used by these fallen angels. For they make you forget heaven. There's nothing you're going to know how you're going to go back here.
You study
and don't reach into total understanding. I've ever gotten out of the gathering of the clan and get out
knowing.
Let me give you one of the signs of the struggles of the devil. You never understand anything, but you gather like clan things
are.
Playing drums, shaking tambourines and going back home. That's how it happens. It's not like that. And when you say we are fellowshipped as a clan, they get you from the holy priesthood and you gather like you used to gather in your villages in the clan meetings. And you sound drums and you sound tambourines and you sing around. If they are eating, you eat and you get back home. There's nothing that you understood anything in that fellowship. Those are some of these churches, you see those signs. Maybe being prophesied upon by the dead forefathers. to be prophesied upon by these demons. And when you gathered, when you used to gather, they would make you line up that your forefather speaks upon you. My grandson, be rich, that you be successful, this world be overcome. You to another. That's what they do in the clans. Even in the churches, do they do that? They call the grandchild to shake the hands to get a blessing.
Oh, this
if you know principalities,
in
the church, the things of the shrines, you touch the feet of the grandfather,
you
follow you wherever you be, and you'll be blessed.
Touch,
shake his hands, that you'll be blessed. And the grandfather would put his hands, and the basket is there. That the child, they put seats for the child. These ones got their things. And they brought them in the church of Christ. And they captured the church. Principalities do many things. You know, when we see them in the
schemes
of the devil to God and his church, David is released like that.
And
we see the spirit of the Lord and his works, and the spirit of the devil and its works. They write Christ and his church, the false Christ and their churches,
the
gospel of the kingdom of heaven, and the gospel of the devils. You'll be seeing more concerning principalities. Is there. Here we pass them brief because what I speak upon them is the little which was spoken of them, of what we learned in the journey of heaven, which we have read and studied in the Holy Scriptures. Praise Jesus. Now that the sons of God
they
used to gather the Jerusalem city of heaven, in the seasons of peace, the devils and his angels also fellowship. Now they tell them who is going to entice Ahab for us. One of the fallen angels said, God, I'm going to become a demon. That is what they do after they pretend to be demons of your grandfather who is dead. And they get on a human head. Grandchild. You, they killed me so much. They gave me poison. The one who gave it to me was your brother. But they told you to forgive you. They never speak such a language. Maybe it is right. He gave it to him. But is there forgiveness? And he
said,
I pray you go and you gather his dust in the footsteps of where he passes and you bring it to me.
No,
they began it even in the church. When you wanted a land, the pastor tells you, go and gather some soil from that land you want. You bring it for me. They find you on the land of the neighbor. You're looking around. Around. You're born again. What are you doing? And they can say, go on the graveyards and do ABCD. And call his name. And you think your forefather is in the graves. Yes. Yet it's not never like that. These ones came from the Jerusalem seat of heaven. The great gathering of the angels. This proven Hebrews 12:22. We've not reached to pass the door of heaven. To enter Jerusalem
seat
of heaven. But parties have caused us to see some things which used to happen up there. Who are these called principalities? Are they demons of the dead? Who are they? We understand them right now. Those are fallen angels, known as the aliens of the day. The men who are green and different colors they appear by. For they are not in one color only.
Depends
on the group of angels they came from when they were fallen.
Hebrews 12:22. Naye muze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu n'ery'obukuumi bw'abamalayika n'ery'ekkuŋŋaanira eddene era ekkanisa ey'ababereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna n'eri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abaatuukirizibwa.
Abatukuvu basibira mu kibuga
ekyerusalemu
bwe tunaabatulabye nga tuyita
kunaye
nga kyetwagadde
okulabaekuŋŋaaniridde eryabamalayikabakuŋŋaanira
era muno mwe mwali
abobaali
bamaze
okugoberera
era nabo bajjanga
okukuŋŋaana
kati bwe babuuza n'agenda obyokulya.
When they asked who is going to entice Ahab, they were already used. They had done that from the beginning. You know, when it was beginning, the devil is the one who began to move up and down this world. When you look in Genesis, when he was closer to Cain to deceive and to make him fall, when you read Genesis 6,
yes,
groups of angels who have joined on him in his
thing
was attacking man on the world. For this war, they had proclaimed it in Genesis 3. I don't know if you understand where it comes from. Let's go and read from there. This is what we speak of. Between the son and the offspring of the woman and the seed of the devil, it had been proclaimed. The children of the devils had been foreseen, the fallen angels, and they had waged a war on a human being. Man was captured totally. If
still
the master now saving us, as long as they brought this mindset that the forefathers of the clans, man could never escape, he was finished. Let's get back to Genesis
3.
This war moving on of hunting a human being and following him around. Where did it come from? And the devil fell. The war was waged. Genesis 3 from verse 14.
Lubereberye sura ya kusatonyi lwa 14. Mukama Katonda n'agamba omusota nti, kubanga okoze kino, okolimiddwa ggwe okusinga ensolo ez'omu nnyumba zonna, n'okusinga buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko. Onootambuzanga lubuto, onoolyanga enfuufu ennaku zonna ez'obulamu bwo.
You'll eat dust all the days of his life. He was not going to eat physical dust of the ground. No. Remember Genesis 2, verse 6 and
7.
Man was made out of the dust of the world. And he feeds on the blood of a human being and on the life of a human being. That's why he loves demons love blood of human beings than of animals, that they may feed on a human being. They never eat the dust of the ground. Blood and meat of a human being.
Genesis 3 verse 15. Nango obulabe n'abuteekanga wakati wo n'omukazi.
Enmity between the devil and the woman.
Era ne wakati w'ezzadde lyo n'ezzadde ly'omukazi.
And between the offspring of the devil and the offspring of the woman. That's where it comes from. And this has to do everything possible, the offspring of the woman, to capture them from Eve. Praise Jesus. Now when this war is waged, the offspring of the devil had been foreseen, these fallen angels. And it began from Cain. When you read Genesis 4, the devil had already begun. Genesis 6, he had already gotten offsprings out of him, of the angels who have fallen. And they had begun a human being. And they decided to make demons of the clan, to make themselves, to capture man totally.
Now,
if you've been following things like that, be very careful. For there's nothing good in it. In the clans moving on in this world. And they were begun by these fallen angels. Praise Jesus. But as soon as passed, when the Master Jesus was born on earth, they command all angels that they bow and worship him in Jerusalem. One of the groups among these angels refused, even the devil himself. And we see they are cast out of heaven. Let's see in Hebrews 1. Hebrews 1 from verse 6.
Abebulaniya esula esooka olunyolo omukaaga. Era nate bw'aleeta omubereberye mu nsi ayogera nti era bamalayika ba Katonda bonna bamusinzenga.
Bw'amala okuleeta omubereberye mu nsi,
the firstborn in the world,
n'agamba bamalayika
mwenna, he tells all the angels,
ayagala okuwonawo mu kibuga
Yerusalemu, wants to be saved, the Lord of heaven,
asinze omwana nga akyali
ku nsi, let them worship the Son as he's still in the world. Listen to the problem. The others who had been deceived by the devil, they refused. And when Jesus lifted from the world going back to heaven, when we begin the generations of AD, after the death and resurrection of Jesus, these fallen angels were cast out of heaven. Why have we gotten these secrets?
To first
make you know what is called an evil spirit came from the Lord.
It
used to be these fallen angels. Now what happened is this.
In
chapter 3:16, all the angels they have ever been preached Jesus to,
but
these who followed the devil refused, and they had begun to be demons.
1 Timothy 3:16. Era watali kubuusabuusa ekyama ekyokutya Katonda kyekikulu. Oyo eyalabisibwa mu mubiri n'aweebwa obutuukirivu mu mwoyo, n'alabisibwa bamalayika, n'abuulirwa mu mawanga, n'akkirizibwa mu nsi, n'atwalibwa mu kitiibwa.
Yatwalibwa mu kitiibwa.
He was taken in glory.
Bamalayika bonna ne bamulaba.
All angels saw him.
Ekizibu baali bagabye bonna bamusinze.
The problem that told all of them to worship him,
baali abaagaana,
that they would refuse to worship.
Asa yatuuka mu ggulu.
When he reached heaven,
kubanga Bible yegamba,
the Bible says,
okubikwa 12,
Revelation 12,
nti omwana yazaalibwa,
that the son was born,
yali agenda alina okufuga amawanga,
who were to reign over the nations,
n'omuggo ogw'ekyuma,
with an iron scepter,
okusota ne gwagala omuluma,
and the serpent wanted to bite him. It was lifted, put upon his throne, of this throne. But when he reaches there, Revelation 12 verse 7, they will refuse to worship him. This is what followed upon them. Revelation 12 verse 7,
Mikaeli ne bamalayika be nga batabala okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalayika baagwo.
Yalina ekibinja kya bamalayika abadda musaidiye.
Angels who had gotten inside.
Era bano bemuulira nti alien
bali. You hear that aliens.
Beebo bamalayika baagwo.
Those are the fallen angels.
Ye mizimu eje mizimu eningi mu nsi.
For many spirits upon these demons are in the world.
Bayite ennyonyi embi.
Are called evil birds.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
And
the war is waged.
Michael
begins to claim a title of the devils. For we fellowship every day. And the devil's angels also come. And they challenge us here. And they begin to accuse our brethren in the world. Now they are being chased.
Kubikulirwa 12 olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Revelation 12 verse 8,
ne batayinza so ne watatalabika kifo kyabwe nate mu ggulu. N'ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa, omusota ogw'edda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Sitaani omulimba w'ensi zonna, ne gusuulibwa ku nsi, ne bamalayika baagwo ne basuulibwa nagwo.
But here we saw Jude 1:6, and it shows that most of them were imprisoned. Even 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4, the majority of the fallen angels, even the devil himself, were imprisoned. But the authority, he already transferred it and gave it to Jezebel.
Jezebel,
she was the first fallen angel to join unto the devil. Even though
you
got the name in the sons of Ahab, but we see again in the book of Revelations. Praise Jesus.
Now,
what we're trying to see is what? The what we call demons, we came from the Lord. Evil spirits. They were not that God created evil spirits. No. They were angels and they fell. And they decided to make themselves demons. And to deceive this world. When they say the devil deceived the entire world,
even
all these ministers, the fallen angels, all of them do the same thing. They are there to deceive the entire world. Praise Jesus so much. As we proceed on, Revelation 12 verse 10.
Ne mpulira eddoboozi ddene mu ggulu nga lyogera nti kaakano obulokozi buzze n'amaanyi n'obwakabaka bwa Katonda waffe n'obuyinza bwa Kristo we, kubanga alopa baganda baffe yasuulibwa, abalopa mu maaso ga Katonda waffe emisana n'ekiro.
He was always up there in the sons of BC. He was there and he first makes people on the world and he goes back to heaven and he begins to claim that person is mine to prove, you see, that he's a thief and a murderer. That one is my child right now.
The
wars are existing like that. Even though today
can get
back to heaven to choose the same way. But what is done? Jezebel is there to choose and claim that's mine with the fallen angels. And they waged a war on this light of the word. But they knew that it would lighten for the people, that they would understand them. That these ones, it's not demons of the clan. These are fallen angels. They were chosen from heaven, have no hope. And these are the ones you call aliens. These days have deceived the world. But they say the creation God never wrote about them.
In
Genesis, the ones God created, how comes they're not there? They too have their God whom they came from. They shouldn't confuse you. And what made them like that as they are? They are those have big heads. Down the parties, they're small. Others are very, very giants. The war in heaven made them that. They were bound with very wild bones. Revelation 15 shows angels with weapons. They beat them, and the other weapons don't kill. But when they hit you with it, you should see Jerusalem City. When they hit the down apart, they wrap you and you totally get tightened and you get slipped down and up you get bigger. When they hit it from the top to down, it gets slim down and gets short and the head gets big. They are not weapons, they are destroyed. These angels for their spirits. Even the body they have is not like ours. It has to be melted in the lake of
fire.
Weapons upon those bodies are to be beaten and they get slimmed or others lose their wings. Or your head gets big. Very small, you see a fallen. And the head is like a fist of the hand. But down there, big. They hit the head. And it's slimmed like this. The wars in Jerusalem of heaven we shall see as we reach there. Many are in the journey of heaven, which was moved through the Bible. We shall be reading everything, studying and seeing. I tell you as we study. Revelation 12 verse 17.
Ogusota ne gusunguwalira omukazi ne gugenda okulwana n'ab'omuzadde lye abaasigalawo abakwata ebiragiro bya Katonda era abalina okutegeeza kwa Yesu
abaali basigaddewo nga bakwata
remaining holding on the commands of the Lord,
abasinga bona bali bamaze
most of them had been already been captured through their clans,
kati abaali basigaddewo nga bawakanya
remained and were arguing and they waged the war against them. They will preach the laws of God, the Old Testament, and the New Testament, the testament of Jesus Christ. All those are what we check out. Praise Jesus. Now in all this, Revelation 18, after they have been chased from heaven, that's why they tell you these words. Revelation 18.
Okubikulira esura ya 18 onyo olusooka. Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ndaba malayika omulala ng'akka okuva mu ggulu ng'alina obuyinza bungi, n'ensi n'emulisibwa ekitiibwa kye. N'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ery'amaanyi ng'ayogera nti, kigudde kigudde Babiloni ekinene ne kifuuka ekisulo ky'abalubaale, n'ekkomera erya buli dayimooni, n'ekkomera erya buli nnyonyi embi ekyayibwa.
Owulidde ekyaliwo?
You've heard what happened?
Kubanga kubikwa 12
For Revelation 12 verse 8.
Nti zisanze ensi n'abagituulamu.
Born to the world they will live in it.
Kubanga omuli oli amasenga alina obusungu bungi.
Jesus come down when he has a lot of fury.
Wabula mu kujja kwe.
But in his coming.
Yali tazze omu yekka.
He had not come alone.
Yajja ne bamalayika kimu kya
kusatu. He came with a third of the angels.
Bwe tuba balamu.
When we calculate them.
Tuba jja ku triyoniza bamalayika.
Get there from trillions of angels.
Triyoniza 10.
100 trillion.
Tuyinza ofuna 3.3.
We may get 3.3 trillion fallen angels.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now they are very numerous. That's why they say in Revelation 18 that the world has become a hound of demons, the fallen angels, evil birds, and which is hated.
Tuli mu kubikulwa sura ya 18 olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Revelation 18 verse 2.
N'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ery'amaanyi ng'ayogera nti, kigudde kigudde Babiloni ekinene ne kifuuka ekisulo ky'abalubaale, n'ekkomera lya buli dayimooni, n'ekkomera lya buli nnyonyi embi ekyayibwa.
Owulidde bulungi?
You've heard very well.
Emuyita baalubaale.
The ones we call demons.
Emuyita ebinyonyi.
The ones we call evil birds.
Emuyita emizimu.
The ones you call demons.
Bamalayika bano abaagwa.
Those are the fallen angels.
Be balimba ensi.
Those that don't deceive the world.
Naye nga twategeddeko bulungi.
But we understood clear.
Omuntu bw'aba afudde.
When a person dies.
Afudde mu bantu.
They're getting out of human beings.
Abaava mu Adam.
You came from Adam.
Nga tatukudde era nga teyerongoosezza.
Righteous and cleansed.
Obutali butuukirivu bwe.
Their unrighteousness.
Ate kuba mu ggeena likomera.
They must be put in hell, prison.
Kuba ku lunaku lw'omusanvu.
Until the day of judgment.
Wabula bano abatulimba.
But this deceiving us.
Babadde bamalayika abaagwa bulijjo.
They've been fallen angels all along. They've made themselves demons of the clans.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
That's right.
In Revelation 12, they warned you and they told you this. When they were casting devil from heaven, Revelation 12 from verse 9.
Omusoto ogwedda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Sitaani, omulimba w'ensi zonna, ne gusuulibwa ku nsi, ne bamalayika baagwo ne basuulibwa nagwo.
Ne bamalayika baagwo.
Even his angels.
Baayolekera ensi.
They headed this world.
Baabagwa mu kibuga Yerusalemu.
They chased for the Jerusalem heaven.
Baayita ku mulyango
gwe. And they passed the door of heaven.
Ne bajja wano.
And they came down.
Abasinga bayingira planet.
Most of them entered the planet.
Camp bazina mu
kabaka bwe mwenye. In the kingdom of the stars.
Baabalabye ku nsi bayinako.
We saw them on the earth.
Enyanja.
They have the sea and different mountains.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Era bwajja yajja ne bamalayika bano alina obusungu bungi.
He came with his angels with much fury.
Kati bali mu bwengula omu.
Now they are within the space.
Tebefudde mbuzi manyi boba
aliens.
Era bwe butonde mukama bwatayo
kwera bo. And their creations God never considered.
Bali nyemi twejabantu mu
bizimu jechika. They hate the demons of the clan.
Bali mu banabbi bobulimba.
They are within the false prophets.
Yemuyita abamanyi.
Whom you call the great ones. Like you have Genesis 6. Those were the men of renown. And when you see someone make their name, you know what works within them. And he tells you, you've got to see my God. Those things happened in Genesis 6. But they are being repetitive right now. Now the world that was filled with evil demons, these fallen angels, they are in different ways because the groups they came from. In heaven there are seven groups of angels. When we reach Jerusalem city, Revelation 8 verse 1 and 2, even Revelation 15, what is called a third, they came from three groups. They came from the group of Michael, they came from Gabriel and Council, or the angels of scales. Everyone from the group they came from, they look in different ways according to the weapons which were hit upon them. They look in different ways. Others have not even wings at all. Others, they seem to have a body, just bony structures. The situation is like that. Praise Jesus. But in all of this,
we
understand more that even though Revelation 20 says that when the devil hid from the door of heaven getting down to earth, he was imprisoned. Angel Abaddon captured him. He walked in the bottomless pit. He caught and captured him and imprisoned him. Authority, they had reason to hand it over. Let's see brief about that.
Okubikulirwa essuula eyabiri olunya olusooka. Ne ndaba malayika ng'akka okuva mu ggulu ng'alina ekisumuluzo ky'obunnya obutakoma.
Angel Abaddon, the commander. He leads the angel walking the bottomless pit, the one you see on the other side. He represents in the Jerusalem city of heaven, he exists there. Now he gets down from the door
to
follow the dragon chased from Jerusalem. He captured it and imprisoned it. But right now, this
man,
they had made plan B that when they imprison me, I'll put the authority in your hands.
Jezebel,
the first fallen angel. And was put in his space that he may execute the works of his master, the devil, whom is going to be destroyed. Revelation 20 from verse 1.
N'agusibira emyaka 10, n'agusuula mu bunyo obutakoma, n'aggalawo n'ateekako akabonero, gulemenga okulimba amawanga nate, okutuusa emyaka 10 bwe giriggwaako, oluvannyuma lwagyo kigugwanira okusumululwa ebiro ebitono.
Ebiro bitono.
The few
moments.
Every day the time we wait for Master Kamba, you will be seeing the devil here. Praise Jesus. But right now, who runs his works?
Jezebel.
And what is here? The secret of the 1,000 years. You may think it finished in our calculations. But the calculation of God is not yet finished. Why is not yet finished? For when getting back to 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, one day before God is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. That's why Psalms 9 also speaks that 1,000 years, they are like yesterday which passed. Now that moment, God alone knows it. 1,000 years, he knows what's upon it and how long will it stretch. We cannot calculate human wisdom. Praise Jesus. But in the same moment, the devil, when he was being imprisoned, he wasn't imprisoned alone. Most of his fallen angels, they were imprisoned. If they had not been imprisoned, their number was too much. They would have failed. But the power, where do you get it from? Power we get it that most of the number was imprisoned. They who remained, church was given authority to bind them, to command that they are bound. All that we shall see as we look carefully. But I've told you,
here,
in the journey of the heaven, pass through the brief. Most of this will find it in the schemes of the devil. Praise Jesus. Let's see in Jude
1:6.
All are doing chased from heaven heading to the world. For they are not going to receive the stars. And the angels have been separated from them. The focus was a human being. And the focus up to today is a human being. He shouldn't get back to heaven. When they were chased from there, you dare go back to what there. That's why they messed up the entire world. And the gospel of heaven was wiped out. Even the gospel of hell shouldn't be preached. Jude 1:6.
Never malaika abata kumabukuru wawe bo. Na ene baleke chifochi wawe bo wenyini. Aba kumira munjegereze na kuzona. Wansiwe chizikiza olomu sango golu na kuulukuru.
Nabo stand.
That's why we told you, when we saw hell, the prison of God, the bottom of his feet, the devil is not the one leading there.
He
would have gotten how they have imprisoned his fellow angels. Praise Jesus. You continue to put on 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse
4.
Praise Jesus. You continue to see how the foreign angels were imprisoned. But I wanted to tell you that there is a number of people who remain and they are put upon the south of the church that
we
may command their being imprisoned. Praise Jesus. But the authority, the devil, when he was being imprisoned, did this. He gave it to the beast.
His beast,
the one seated on is Jezebel. Revelation
13.
Revelation 13 from verse 1.
Neguimira kumusenyu gwe nyanja. Nenda bensoronge evamu nyanja. Elina mayembe kumi n'emitwe musanvu. Nekumayembe gayo nga kulike ngule kumi. Nekumitwe gyayo amanya ag'obuvuzi. N'ensolo gye nalaba yali efaanana ng'engo, n'ebigere byayo ng'ebyeddubu, n'akamwa kayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma, n'ogusota kwe gwagiwa amaanyi gaayo, n'entebe yaayo ey'obwakabaka n'obuyinza obungi.
Therefore himself called the dragon.
He decided
everything, power and authority. And the throne was seated. When he was governing his works, you saw the main bases. The first one, kingdom of the stars. The second, Atlantic Ocean, under the sea. All those are thrones handed to Jezebel. That's why the power, they have said, the authority, and the throne. Everything about when was being going to be in prison, he said, take over this authority. Jezebel right now, she's the one in this position, because the one sitting on the beast, known as the kingdom of the stars, the devil. When you read Daniel 7, let's see brief Revelation 17, who is seated on this beast? Revelation 17 from verse 1.
Ne wajja omu ku bamalayika omusanvu abaalina ebibya omusanvu. N'ayogera nange n'angamba nti jangu wano. Nange naakulaga omusango ogw'omwenzi omukulu. Atula ku mazzi amangi.
Bamuyita omwenzi omukulu.
He's called the chief adulteress, prostitute.
Olunyo olwokubiri. Bakabaka b'ensi gwe bayenda naye. Naba abatula ku nsi ne batamira omwenge gw'obwenzi bwe. N'antwala mu ddungu mu mwoyo, n'endaba omukazi ng'atudde ku nsolo emmyufu, ng'ejjudde amannya ag'obuvuzi, ng'erina emitwe musanvu n'amayembe kumi. Omukazi ng'ayambadde olugoye olw'effulungu olumyufu, era ng'ayonjebbwa ne zaabu n'amayinja ag'omuwendo omungi, ne luulu ng'alina mu mukono gw'ekikompe kya zaabu ekijjudde emizizo.
Yalina program ya Satan.
She has a program of the devil.
entebe yagituddeko
seated on the throne
yetuita obwakabaka
bwensu which is known as the kingdom of this beast.
Yes, he was in.
Praise Jesus.
Wetulaba obwakabaka bwensu.
You see the kingdom of the beast.
Obwakabaka bwa sita.
The kingdom of the devil.
Yesebeli kankano ya inobu
yizo. Yesebe now have the authority.
Era ne chikombe kino kya kutto muli ebyomuzizo.
Even the cup of abomination she holding.
Mwe muli Bible ya Satani.
That's where the pipe of the devil is.
Elimu bya muzizo.
Which has the testicles.
Umanyeza mayibiza wa sitani muzira banga bazi. Mwezili muno. Muziba zigabano zigaba.
They even give them out.
Ezavamu kibaita evangeli.
Ezavamu
Kurani.
Came the Quran.
Ezavamu mamoni
book. Where the mamoni book came out.
Maybe tabe ebirale ebiri
bwebi. Different books like those.
Bigenda biva mu kitabu kino.
They get from this book.
Wekimura bange chikombe.
Everything you see as a cup.
Teri chikombe kye kibera mu ebyobuzi.
Cup has blasphemous things.
Kirisi chikopo ngabo.
It's not a cup as you think.
Kunguru bakulaga nga kya zaabu.
On top it looks gold.
Wabulanga munda ebijjuddemu.
But inside what is filled.
Era abantu babeera bakulaga ogenda funa birungi
byere. And here they show you're going to get good things.
Naye oluvannyuma n'okuvuula kuba bye biri
munda. After you have to blaspheme for what is deeper within it.
Ye Bible ya Satan.
That's the Bible of the devil.
Wabula kati bagezaako gye transport.
But now they're trying to transfer it.
Bagijjuze muno.
Within this real one.
Bible ate ya Katonda.
The Bible of God is where they want to transfer theirs.
Era ekigambo Holy Ghost.
And the word Holy Ghost.
Bible ya Satan mweki.
In the Bible of the devil it is there.
Ngasebo guno mzi omoyo gwa Satan
mubi. And the spirit of the devil is evil.
Is
what they are calling now Holy Ghost. Now they are transferring the word, putting this wrong one, Holy Ghost. They want to destroy the Holy Spirit. That's why the words like sky. And they say in the beginning God created the sky. Those come from the other, they are God created the sky. It involves blasphemies.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, maybe you're not.
Now, in all that, know that the one leading right now, all revelations, is Jezebel. This is the first fallen angel to join on the devil. That's why he's called the chief, the great prostitute. I don't know if you understood it well. The one to be called the great prostitute. Remember, the other is the father of the devil. But the one who first joined on him, this chief great prostitute who gave himself to this marriage of getting from God and marrying the devil. For remember, all who believe, we are called espoused, we are espoused to the Lord. Now, this chief prostitute, the first fallen angel, she came and married this other side of the devil, handed her off the side of the devil. That's why she's called the great prostitute. That's also called prostitutes. Fallen angels are from the people who have left the living God and joined the devil. But this is a great prostitute. I think you've known why she's called the great prostitute.
She
was the first to fall and join the father of sin, the devil. Praise Jesus. And right now he's running the works of the devil. That's why they have said that he was bound not to deceive the entire world.
But
now he ended the program with Jezebel, with the fallen angels. Now these ones, as we summarize, what is beyond this to see our authority, we shall see it. To imprison the Jezebel and these remaining fallen angels. We shall see how authority was given us to imprison them. Praise Jesus.
Now
in 1 Samuel 16, they speak of these fallen angels again. Those past seasons, the way they used to be called evil spirits.
Samuel, Ekisoka, 1 Samuel 16.
1 Samuel 16.
Atulabori nyule 16.
1 Samuel 16:13.
Tuli mu Samuel Ekisoka sura ya 16 olunyirwa 13. Awo Samuel n'alyoka addira ejjembe ly'amafuta n'amufukako amafuta wakati mu baganda be. Omwoyo gwa Mukama ne gujja ku Dawudi n'amaanyi okuva ku lunaku olwo n'okweyongerayo. Awo Samuel n'agolokoka n'agenda e Lama. Awo omwoyo gwa Mukama gwali guvudde ku Sawulo n'omuzimu omubi ogwava eri Mukama ne gumunakuwaza. Awo abaddu ba Sawulo ne bamugamba nti, "Laba nno, omuzimu omubi okuva eri Katonda gukunakuwazza.
You've heard what happens?
Nti omuzimu omubi okuva eri Katonda.
An evil spirit from the Lord.
Ebyo byaliwo Yesu n'okuzalibwa ku nsi.
Before Christ was born on earth.
Bamalayika baakwe baavanga
eri. When the fallen angels came from up.
Ne bajjanga bayitibwa emizimu
emibi. And they came when they are being called evil spirits.
Yesu yebazimu.
Praise Jesus.
Jukira bamalayika bonna.
Remember all angels.
Baba tebana bakugwa.
Before they fall.
Baba yita emyoyo egituweereza.
They were called ministering spirits.
Wabula singa baba era bakudde.
But if they fall.
Baba ogerako ekigambo evil spirit.
And another word, an evil spirit.
Oba omwoyo omubi.
Or an evil spirit.
Yesu yebazimu.
Praise Jesus.
Bino byo tubira mu Ebulaniya.
We see this in Hebrews.
Ebulaniya esula esooka.
Hebrews 1.
Katugende mu Ebulaniya.
Let's get to Hebrews 1.
Ebulaniya esula esooka.
Hebrews 1.
Olunyiriri katulabe. Katulabe olunyiriri olwa. Olw'ekumi n'esatu.
Hebrews 1 verse 13.
Ebulaniya esula esooka nyerwa 13. Naye kuba malayika ki gwe yali ayogeddeko nti, tuula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo, okutuusa lwe ndifuula abalabe bo entebe y'ebigere ebyo. Bonna sijeme giweereza nga gitumibwa okuweereza olwabo abagenda okusikira obulokozi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bas bwe babanga bakyatuweereza.
When they are still serving us.
Era nga bakyakkiriza okutumibwa Katonda.
And they still accept be sent by God.
Bayitibwa emyoyo egituweereza.
They are called ministering spirits unto the saints.
Wabula singa bagwa.
But if they fail.
Babateekako ekigambo evil spirit.
They add a word, an evil spirit.
Bamalayika bano abagwa.
These fallen angels.
Bw'oyongera ojja kugattako ne Zabuli 14.
You join on Psalms 104.
Verse 4.
About how angels are made.
Emyoyo egituweereza.
To be ministering spirits unto us.
Era nebibulaniya yesule soko nyoro musanga.
Hebrews 1:7.
Ajja kuba kongera kuwe kintu kyekyo.
They'll continue to give you the same thing.
Kale bwe bamala okugwa.
Now after they fail.
Baba yitanga emizimu
ebibi. They are called evil spirits.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Inzo okuba baddo ogoba bulijjo.
You may have been chasing every day.
Naye nga tomanyi bw'ogoba.
But you don't know how you chase.
Era bwe tunaba tulaba ku ntalo.
When we shall see of wars.
Malaika Gabriel ze baalwana
ne Michael. Gabriel fought with Michael.
Ne bayita abamasaza baba kwata.
And the corps principalities who captured them in the space.
Babiranga bantu ba malaika.
They were these fallen angels.
Babalinze. Wali kasaba afumangayo ku mulyango w'eggulu. Okujja okuweereza omuntu ku nsi.
When they came from the heaven to serve man on earth.
Entalo zaabirangawo mu bwengula.
The wars were within the space.
You
would not go down to serve man.
Abantu babuzabuzizza ate mu bwengula.
With confused people you got there to want them again.
Ne bakwata Gabriel.
And they captured Gabriel.
Era baalwanagananga ne bamalayika bannaabwe.
And they used to fight with the other called fellow angels.
Mu biro biri eri.
In those days.
Era n'entalo ezo tukyagenda mu maaso n'okuzisindikira
zibeewo. Even in those days we keep on pushing them to happen, those wars, when we stand on the word of God, Abaddon to capture them, imprison them, these principalities, we are left in that part and given authority over it to imprison them. That's why it is spoken, what you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. That as we shall be seeing on the other day of tomorrow. And we are going to cast them off people's minds, hate nations, class, and languages, and remind people afresh that there is a holy priesthood, a holy clan, where we came from. We get off the clans which are existing on the world, and you get to know it. Why did God put the clan of the nation of Israel? He was trying to show us the holy clan we came from. The world had already begun different clans, and the devil began to confuse the people with different clans. And the Lord brought an image of the holy priesthood that may be revealed God back the kingdom of heaven. May God bless you. And the other day let's meet.